If you're running into a couple of bumps in working from home, we've got help from Dave Durand, our success coach this morning, and important ways to be both productive and happy when you're working from home. Dave is a personal success coach. He's also the co-founder and CEO of Decided Excellence Catholic Media, online at decidedexcellence.com with some tips on working from home. Dave, good morning. What's the new paradigm like for you working from home and your team?
Well, I'm the CEO and founder of two different businesses. Decided Excellence Catholic Media is one of them. It's a smaller organization compared to the bigger one. The bigger one actually has a few hundred employees that work in home offices, a couple different locations together. And then we have 3,000 other people that aren't in those home offices, but work all across North America in every single state. And their job is to actually be face-to-face with small and medium-sized businesses, including many of those that we're hearing are in difficult times. So within the past 72 hours, we have actually transitioned now officially our home office to be able to work at home and not miss a beat, and our people out in the field to be able to do a face-to-face job in a remote fashion. It has been pretty intense. And so the topic of working from home and how to work from home effectively, particularly for those people who are not accustomed to it, is, I think, very, very important. So we've gone through a lot of materials to help assist them in doing that, and I thought it'd be a good idea to share some of those with everybody listening today.
If you've never worked from home, Dave Durand, what's the number one pitfall that you might run into working from home and now being on your own?
The number one thing is going out of your schedule, removing a schedule. Schedules and goals, both daily objectives, they bring order, and order can bring peace. And without order, you can't have peace, and without peace, you cannot have prosperity. And when I talk about prosperity, I'm not exclusively talking about financial prosperity. I am talking about that, by the way, although those times can be compromised for people during times like this as well, too. But I'm also talking about mental prosperity, spiritual prosperity. These things are really, really essential. And we have to look at all of those things, that abundant life that we can live no matter what our circumstance is. And it's so important to wake up then and take that shower that you would have taken, exercise, move into a schedule. Now, if you're saying to yourself, well, Dave, what you don't understand is that my situation is now I'm not even just working from home. I can't even do anything because I own a small business and it's shut down. Then it's going to be very, very, very important for you to find order and schedule in other ways that are going to be really, really essential. But that's the crux of it, is you need to have order and discipline. And there are some mistakes that people make in that. So we can kind of dive into those today too, John.
If you've owned a small business, if you do own a small business, and that has really dramatically changed for so many listening to us, and you talk about order and change that you now bring, you need to bring to your life, where do you start? Can you be specific about what that order should be? If my storefront is closed, what do I do?
Well, there are a few things that you can do. One is that virtually every independent business owner says, I don't have time. I don't have time. I don't have time. This is what happens all day long in their workplace. I don't have time. Well, now you do. So what I would recommend is that the things that you always wanted to get to because you didn't have time, you can use now to do. Now, there's going to be an emotional burden for some of you because you were basically just getting by on your cash flow. Others are in a better position so that they can actually use that time, and it's not quite as anxiety filled. It's a very, very big array of circumstances for people who are independent business owners and what they're going through. But when you cannot change a circumstance, what you need to do is go to work on how to make that circumstance better. And what you have to be willing to do is fail in thought process all day long. But to wake up and say, okay, I'm going to work. I'm going to develop a better strategy. What is it about my business that I wanted to change, but I couldn't because I was in there? And I know what happens is immediately people default to, well, I don't have the money now too, so this is kind of silly talk. There are two reasons that we're doing this. One is that this will pass and you will end up either getting a job or restoring your business and rebuilding it anyway. So when that happens, you want to be ahead of the game, not caught behind. So even though you might not have the direct finances now, you could possibly get them later, or you can scrap and claw in other ways like entrepreneurs do. But you need to start putting together the plan and thinking for the future. If you do not think about the future with hope and enthusiasm and planning, you're going to be in a very dangerous spot. There are a couple of great stories on this. Of course, Man's Search for Meaning, which is written by Viktor Frankl, which is just an outstanding book. Of course, he wrote that. He was a psychologist who was in Auschwitz, so you can't really think of any more dire or horrid circumstance. And he developed something called logotherapy as he observed that there were some people who actually were fine and healthy and got out, and then others that died and died relatively quickly in the environment that they were in. And I'm not talking about that they were actually deliberately killed, which happened to so many people, sadly, but that people who would have stood a chance to live but didn't make it out. Those who made it out, and he called this logotherapy eventually, they did two things. They were charitable. And they would basically get this 300-calorie diet and look at somebody else and go, you know what, you need this more, and give it to them. And ironically, the person who gave up the diet oftentimes had greater health than the person who received it. And they never stopped thinking about what it will be like when they're home and how great the future is going to be. And if people stopped doing those things, they entered despair. So if that environment can provide that sort of thing, then clearly when we're in this environment, we have to think about the future. And we have to build and move toward the future, because this is going to pass and things are going to come back, back around, and people are going to do tremendous. I mean, there's no doubt about it that there is a recovery mode that is essential. And we need to be there to bring peace to others who might be concerned in our families too, and to be strong when others are weak.
Dave, not to look at it like, oh, the sky is falling, because maybe pieces of it are just a little bit, but with our quote extra time, ought we look financially at things, even if it's just the household and we don't own a small business, but almost like we're already out of work, just to, you know, prioritize what's merely entertainment from, you know, the really nuts and bolts of things.
Yeah, so one of the things that's interesting is that people do something very, very fantastic. And I've seen three groups of people in this setting. One immediately say, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. And then another group says, what are you even worried about? And in our business, we were actually on this on January 15th, believe it or not. As soon as we learned it was asymptomatic, we knew that it was inevitable it would be here. Now, nobody could have predicted the timing. Nobody could have predicted the speed or how the government or individuals would have reacted. But we knew we needed to be prepared for something, because it was inevitable it was going to be here. And it really wasn't even understood then. But what happened was, whenever we would kind of share that in a business plan at certain levels with colleagues outside of our business, or, you know, even people that were related to banks or financial, they basically looked at you and said, you're nuts. Why are you all freaked out? I can't believe you're panicking. And we're like, wait a second. We're literally doing the opposite of panicking. Nobody here looks panicked, do we? None of us are acting panicked, and we're not panicked. We're going to be prepared, because there's a couple of potential things. Maybe it doesn't come. Maybe it goes away, in which case being prepared didn't hurt anything, okay? Maybe it comes a little bit. Well, being prepared probably puts us ahead then. And maybe it hits really hard, in which case, you know what we're going to be? We're going to be the chipmunks and the squirrels that actually buried the nuts before winter. And that's not freaking out. Planning is not freaking out. I mean, it's kind of like saying to a person who's got a retirement plan, what are you freaking out for? You know, well, I'm saving this money instead of buying that new car. Well, why are you freaking out? That's not freaking out. That's planning. It's making sense. So what you're talking about here, Glenn, makes a lot of sense. You know, if you prepare, then you can relax. If you're unprepared, there will be anxiety. Preparation is not freaking out, okay? Now, you can freak out while you're preparing. That can actually happen. But it makes sense. Yeah, let's put these in place. Let's put these plans in place. If everything goes wrong and we handle these things, then we'll at least have this circumstance. And if they don't go like that, we're going to be in better shape. And if it goes away, then we're going to be way ahead.
Dave Durand is our success coach today. Maybe you are working from home today and you need that focus and ways to become both productive and, yes, happy working on your own. And, of course, we're getting around some of the pitfalls that may happen if this is the first time that you're working from home. Are you working from home? 888-914-9149. We're here to help. 888-914-9149. If you're working from home, how has it been? What has surprised you? What are you doing that you thought you wouldn't be doing? Are you getting more work done? 888-914-9149. Let's talk about getting more work done at home. Some of the distractions in the office are gone, but there is a new set of distractions when we come back into our homes, and that is the fact that my television is there, my bedroom's upstairs, the kids might be in the next room, we've got all kinds of technology. How do I stay focused on the task at hand and not surf Facebook?
This is a really important thing. So one of the things that I think, if you're leading an organization, okay, and you're trying to message this with your team that you want to help them with, or if you're a person who is now in this position, the most important thing is you have to care about the person, right? If we look at team members or employees that we lead, okay, as tools, we're going to be, first of all, we're going to have a poor organization just to begin with, okay? But second of all, we're not going to be effective with anybody. Everybody has a heart and soul and dreams and ambitions and nerves and excitement, just like you do, right? And you have to lead people with that knowledge, which is super important. And this goes to how to communicate that and how to receive it and how to live it when you're in there. So the first thing that we should care about is the people on our team. And if you are that person, okay, or an entrepreneur, you don't have a team, but now you found yourself in this circumstance, but you don't have somebody kind of guiding you, you have to take care of your health and well-being. This is an essential thing. Now, there are a lot of ways to take care of your health and well-being, and one of them is to eliminate distractions. Distractions they're a seductive allure. You know what they are? They're the bright light to the bug before they come and land on it and get burned. So what are those things? They are things like Facebook. They are things like Netflix and your TV and your phone or obsessive news watching. If you enter an environment where you're now working in your home and you didn't used to do that, you absolutely, without question, cannot accelerate the amount of time that you spend on those things compared to what you did prior to that. If you go into a deeper realm of spending time on those things than you did before, you know, like people say, well, since we're all hunkered down, let's binge on Netflix. Okay, that is like saying, let's binge on depression and anxiety. I actually recommend that you do the opposite of maintaining the same levels that you would have prior and that you reduce them, that you literally move away from those things a little bit more. Now, I know we're talking about work and working from home, but this is an essential thing because for those people who are normally in an environment where people can see what they're doing, okay, and there's story after story after story in virtually every company of people that will actually watch Netflix while they're working and hide it, stuff like that, be on Facebook. So if people are going to be willing to do it there, well, what's going to happen when nobody's watching? You know, people will dive into that sort of thing because they're trying to escape, but it will lead to a very, very poor mental and emotional state, not to mention a physical state. And these things are tied together. And then, of course, there's no doubt about it, this affects your spiritual state of mind. And we have to make sure that our faith life is front and center in this sort of thing. So eliminate those things or reduce them, but do not accelerate your consumption of them.
We're helping you stay both productive and happy because many of you are now working from home. And if we can help you, by the way, how's that been going for you? 888-914-9149. If you're running into some speed bumps, even working from home by yourself, 888-914-9149. As we get more advice from Dave Durand on this Friday morning here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Monsignor Stuart Sweatland.
We believe very strongly that what our country, what our world needs is the good news of Jesus Christ. And we believe that this is one way of evangelizing.
Catholic Talk Radio.
Relevant Radio.
We exist to bring the beauty, goodness, and truth of the Catholic faith into the everyday lives of people who seek it. We believe that Jesus Christ transforms people's lives.
America's Catholic Talk Radio Network.
Relevant Radio.
Good morning. It's Relevant Radio's Morning Air. John and Glenn on this Friday, March 20th, probably a lot different than Friday, March 13th, because instead of getting in the car and driving to work, you're now working from home, given all of the changes in our lives with the coronavirus pandemic. Dave Durand is helping us stay both productive and happy when working from home. Glenn and I are both doing that now, and all of our associates here at Relevant Radio are working from home as well, given the coronavirus pandemic. And it's been a little bit of a shift in working from home, Dave. But I've also found, as you've said, being very disciplined and setting a schedule for you and getting out of the house is important. In fact, noontime today, I'll just go take a 1 hour walk and then come back. And that's been very helpful in maintaining a mental focus.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I mean, there are several things we need to exercise. We need to exercise our mind and we need to exercise our body, and they're connected together. In fact, no kidding, they're connected in more than just the physical way, right? So what do I recommend? Stand up, walk around, drop down, do 20, dance, crank up the radio, have fun, go outside, go for that walk, do something, and be very, very disciplined about it. See, this is one of those things where it is, there are times where we need to really provide excessive understanding and compassion for people, okay? And by the way, that time is now also, but if you're a soldier in battle and the bullets are flying and you want to sit down and talk about your feelings, you're not going to have your comrades go, let's talk about your feelings. They're going to smack you in the face and say, let's get moving. Okay. It's the time to move. This is in many ways that time. This is a time where we say, I am going to step up and I'm going to exercise greater disciplines than I've ever exercised before, and then pray for the strength to do that and then act upon it. So if you exercised a little before or not at all, now's the time to actually start. It's literally a time to start, to break that old habit and enter into a new one. It is not the time to dive into Netflix to get past it. This is really an essential thing. There are people that are going to come out of this, John and Glenn, in a way more powerful way. They are going to be way more of who they were in a powerful way, you know, mentally, physically, their faith life, they're going to do something more. And then there are others that are going to come out the same, and that's okay, by the way. There are others that are going to make wrong terms, and that's why this is that time where you say, I know you have that feeling, but now you just stand up and you go and you do it. See, a soldier never wants war, ever. Okay, but they're never actually fully a soldier until they're in it. And this is an essential thing to know. So, you know, there are zero stories of war heroes that didn't actually go to war. And all of our soldiers who decide to, you know, sacrifice themselves and to enter into the military, whether they ended up seeing action or not, we need to be tremendously grateful because they actually said, I'm willing. And that's tremendous. They were just in a different time, so they didn't have to go. But ultimately, it's those soldiers who are the ones who tell you that, by the way. Okay? And that's why you need to see that. So this is an opportunity for us to actually truly become great as we go through this. So exercise, do that. But also exercise your mind. And that's a key part, John and Glenn. And we can talk in a moment here, if you have any commentary before that, on what that means.
Dave, just wondering, my dad was a carpenter, and when it was quitting time, he'd climb down off the roof, put the tools away, and come home, and that was the last of the job you touched that day. Working from home in a technological age, there's, you know, less, you know, sharp demarcation between work and not work when you're doing it all from home with technology. Are there some dangers to working too much when we're at home?
Oh, yeah, this is a great one. I love this, because, see, what we need to do is we need to look forward to something. So in your work day, if you say, I'm going to be done at 5. Now, what a tremendous thing to be able to have the discipline to say, okay, I'm going to look forward to something after work. We're going to make a dinner as a family, or we're going to play a card game, or I'm going to, you know, do FaceTime with somebody, or do something. Something to look forward to is essential. I just talked to somebody who is in a circumstance where the town that they have has said that you need to quarantine each independent family member in a different room for a period of time. Okay. And each municipality is kind of taking a different approach to this. Of course, there's no way they could actually enforce that, but those citizens who take that seriously, have to look forward to seeing each other more face. I mean, you can still talk and whatnot, but to be more intimate in that period of time there, you have to look forward to something. So being able to shut your work off means that you're going to look forward to your work the next day, and you're going to look forward to what's happening after your work. And this is where we need to exercise our mind in other ways. This is people say, well, I just don't have the time to learn a foreign language. Well, you might now. I don't have time to learn an instrument. Well, you might now. You might not have the instrument. That could get in the way. But usually it's the person who bought it and never actually tried playing it, you know. So I recommend the accordion, by the way. That's apparently very soothing for people.
Good deal on one right now, too.
I bet you could. The problem is that, you know, while you're still learning that one, it might aggravate some family members, right? No. But the thing is, it's to dive into that and to be behind others and what they're doing, and to, you know, to read that extra book, to do something, to exercise something, become better. See, what you're hearing in my tone is play offense in this situation, not defense. Okay. If you wake up and say, I just have to survive the day, you're on your heels. You wake up and say, I'm going to thrive today. I'm going to make today a better day. I will tell you, I absolutely realize what that sounds like. There's no doubt about it. I get it. You're like, Dave, I'm worried about my finances. I don't know if I'm going to pay my bills. Dave, I'm worried about, you know, somebody that's older in my family that now is sick, and we don't know if they actually have coronavirus. I get all that. Those are not circumstances that make what I'm saying less valid. They're circumstances that make what I'm saying even more valid. And when we are weak, that's when we need to go to Christ. In fact, we need to do that when we're strong too. And this is an opportunity for every one of us to build greater habits with the Lord, and then to keep them afterwards. That if we weren't prayerful, well, now's the time to start praying. And if we were praying a little bit, it's a time to pray a little bit more. If we didn't say a daily rosary, maybe this is the time to do it. If you prayed your daily rosary, but you didn't do a chaplet, maybe it's a good time to do that. To add a daily dialogue with Christ, not just to get you through the situation, but so that you permanently establish that relationship and you keep it long term.
Dave Durand, our success coach. And by the way, Glenn playing the accordion actually invented social distancing. By the way, Glenn and the accordion.
What is the safe distance, by the way? What is the safe distance?
There is no safe distance from an accordion.
There it is.
There is no safe distance. Wow.
If you're working from home, Dave Durand, if you're working from home now, how do you support other team members? It's easy to do when you're all in the same office, but now you're in your individual home. How do you keep that teamwork going?
So I'm going to come back to the theme, answer something briefly as I answer that and connect them together. Take care of yourself. Don't have too much alcohol. Don't have too much caffeine. Don't do things that make high emotional highs and lows. You know, you're sitting at home and now all of a sudden you're looking at your liquor cabinet and you're like, yeah, that'd be a good way to pass the time. Well, it'd be a bad idea right now. You take care of yourself so you can take care of others. There are going to be others that are just weaker. They're emotionally weaker. They're not able to do some things that you may be able to do. So when you're working with your colleagues and you're talking about your colleagues, take a little bit extra time to maybe talk about the personal things that are going on a little bit more than normal and be an anchor to them. Don't just fuel their panic, but be an anchor to them. Okay. Understand them and then provide hope in the future. You know, nobody really knows how ugly it's going to get right now. Okay. I can't tell you that. I don't think anyone can, but you know what I can tell you? I can tell you that at some point we're going to get past it. That I know. I absolutely know that part. At some point, we're going to get past it. Things are going to be fine again, and we'll move forward. That's actually 100% true. What is uncertain is what it's going to look like between now and then. But why don't we just hang on to what is certain and be excited about that, because that's coming. And the more of us that are focused on that, the faster it's going to come, the more we're going to strengthen others around us. And there's just all sorts of reasons to have hope and enthusiasm and excitement.